All right, drive continues. Chris Landry will join us here in just minutes to talk a little bit of football. 8:30, the Wheel of Kings, and we will make our pick four, joined by my children who are in studio. They'll make their pick four, too, a little bit later on. You can call in as well. Steelers, Eagles, Vikings, Panthers, Niners, Seattle, Raiders, and Titans. All you got to do is pick the winners along with the tiebreaker, and you could win prizes on Monday. But now a word from our sponsor. Now it's your turn, buddy. Read.
Join the Sports 1140 Street Team tonight, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Goldfield Trading Post, 1630 J Street in Sacramento. Stop by to get the full list of this week's names you will need to win the Kings Row tickets. For more info, visit the contest page on khdk.com.
That was excellent. Can we get a Go Kings?
Go Kings!
Very, very good. Look at that. The kid's got talent from his mother.
Yeah.
They're off today, so I'm playing daddy daycare. As I said earlier in the program, my dad used to take me to work with him once a year. And they've actually been in before on my night show, but I think the last time Mason was literally in a rocker.
Right.
And Avery apparently doesn't remember any part of that. So hold on. Okay. What? You need to go to the bathroom? Do you know where the bathroom is?
Okay.
Can you wait till the next segment?
It doesn't look like it.
No, we'll see. No. I know the look here. We've only got 20 minutes, so I can tell. I can tell when it's time. Just say, hey, sit on your chair and play your game and don't think about having to pee, okay? All right. Good luck.
But my game is kind of low.
Your iPad is low.
Way to charge the iPad before bringing him to work, Dad.
Read your book, dude. Don't think about the bathroom.
There you go.
You can hold it, all right? Just let me know if you can't.
I love the fact that, you know, my dad was a UPS driver for years.
Yes.
But before that, he worked our ranch. He ran our ranch. And so I used to go to work all the time with him doing that, except for work with Dad on the ranch included manual labor. So I'm trying to come up with something that your kids can do that is manual.
What?
At your job.
No, these are modern kids.
They don't work.
They don't do any actual work. So we have for Chris Landry, just going back to the previous conversation we had. Good conversation about what happened with KJ and the protester and all that. From the 916, and this is legitimate. I don't understand how anyone can support KJ after knowing what we now know about him without getting into what we do and don't know about him and getting into all that stuff. That was part of the crux of the argument I was making yesterday. You can... And I'm not saying somebody has to support or you're wrong if you don't support what he did. I'm saying, in my opinion, just me, I am fully okay with how he reacted. But that
in this situation.
In this, yes.
You're isolating it.
Yes.
Some people are not capable of doing that, Dave.
And that's the thing. You can say if it's how you feel, hey, he was justified in this situation, but I don't support this, that, and whatever of what had. It doesn't have to mean that if you say he acted okay, that now you've forgiven all.
Right.
And I don't understand why
it's
disconnect.
Like the political environment right now, whichever candidate you do or don't support, if the one that you don't support were to say, hey, I'm going to give you $5 million to help the homeless, well, you might like that act, but you might not support them in everything else.
Well, one guy that I support in everything is our dear friend. He joins us every Friday to talk football, Chris Landry. Chris, it's Dave and Katie. Nate gone this week. How are you doing?
Hey, Dave, Katie. Apologize for my tardiness. It's great to be with you guys.
No. You're 100% fine. What I would like you to apologize for is trying to convince me that my boys had a chance last week.
Oh, man. No, Listen, I can tell you, I didn't see that one coming. I'm not surprised that it was a good performance by Louisville, but I thought it would be close if either way.
Yeah.
I did not see it. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where they could not match up to the tempo of Louisville's offense, and I think it was I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the three games in 12 days. I don't know. They just got completely outplayed. I don't think they're that bad. I think Louisville is good, but I certainly don't think FSU is that bad. We'll see, though. I wouldn't want to be South Florida this week. If they struggle against USF, then I think we got some problems.
And I'm just giving you crap, obviously. I did think Louisville would win, but part of that is probably me being a homer for Florida State and setting myself up. At the same time, I had no idea that – and I knew – we talked about Lamar Jackson – and how amazing he was. But it had been against, what, Charlotte, I think, and Syracuse.
Right.
He goes in to you know, and Derwin James was out for Florida State, and that was a big deal. But to see him and that team not only be able to throttle FSU like that, but something we talked about, Chris, Jimbo Fisher may be the best in the country at halftime adjustments, and the only halftime adjustment FSU made was laying back and getting killed even more.
Yeah, it was, again, it was just one of those circumstances in which they couldn't get off the mat, and I really believe it was just they couldn't keep up with the tempo. They couldn't get aligned. You know, there were times when I broke down the tape, there were times when I saw that FSU had good pass rush. Lamar Jackson just beat him and ran the football, extended plays, made plays in the passing game. It was a very impressive performance, and it just was one of those when things go downhill, sometimes it's hard to stop that snowball running downhill.
You know, Chris, every week we do a pick four, and up to this point we haven't brought you into it, but – we're going to move on to some NFL. Nope, we're putting after what happened with Louisville and Florida State, I want to get you involved with our pick four. I'm going to give you four NFL games this week, and I want you to pick your winner. And then the final, we need a tiebreaker. We're going to get put Chris in on this. Okay, you ready for this, Chris?
This will be great. Sure, sure, whatever.
All right, we've got the Steelers at the Eagles. Who you got?
Steelers.
All right. Any particular reason? Because that's my game to watch this week.
Yeah, I think it's a really good defensive team that is going to be a little bit tougher for Carson Wentz, who's been great, by the way. The Steeler team is really moving the football well. I think that the Eagles secondary is going to struggle a little bit in this game.
All right. Next up, we've got the Vikings at the Panthers.
You know, this is really tough for me. I would go with Carolina at home getting it done, to me, that's a toss-up game. That could go either way.
Okay, so you're picking the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no wishy-washiness Chris.
But, you know, if I feel strongly about it, I'll say it. If not, then, you know. But, yeah, I think that's a close one. I'd go with Carolina at home, though.
All right, we've got the Niners at Seattle.
Whew, boy, this one, offenses are not real pretty here. I'll go with Seattle at home. I still think that they've got a little bit more going for them, and defensively, that's the best unit of all these teams here, Seattle's defense. I'll go with the Seahawks at home.
All right, we've got, finally, the Raiders at the Titans.
Hey, listen, this may be, to me, this has to be the Raiders. They have to get it done against that Tennessee defense. If the Raiders are going to be a player, and they lost to me an opportunity last week at home against Atlanta, you got to beat Tennessee. You are not going to be for real if you can't go on the road and beat Tennessee. So of all these picks, I'm the strongest saying the Raiders went on the road here. Even though leaving the West Coast, going to a central time zone, I get all that. Yeah. The Raiders got to win this.
All right, we need a tiebreaker for this. So what is your final score in that game?
Oh, I would say that they could put about 38. I would say 38-27, something in that range.
And we'll stay deeper in that ball game there. Obviously, we'll focus quite a bit on the Niners and Raiders. So they're going into Tennessee, and you've got a Tennessee team that has scored 16 points in each game. Now, when you look at who they've played, though, is that defense more about, you know, the defense, or is it more about who they've been matched up with so far?
Well, you know, listen, they've played. Listen, for the Raiders going to, and you're talking about the Raiders, right?
I'm sorry. I was talking about Tennessee only Tennessee scoring 16 a game, and Tennessee being able to hold teams to a few points. That was a little bit surprising.
Touchdowns.
I think it's a byproduct of both. I think it's more of who the offenses that they faced, although I think Dick LeBeau had a really good game plan last week. I'm not ready to say this Titans defense is all that good. But I will say this. I've got more concerns about the Raiders defense. Like, when are they going to show up? Because that's been the biggest thing that shocked me, is they're getting no pass rush. And, listen, I understand maybe first week going on the road to New Orleans, you get in those shootout games with Drew Brees. But I thought for sure – at home, they would be able to lock up against Atlanta. That may have been the most solid pick. Well, one of them. Well, the other one probably would have been Jacksonville against San Diego. Both of those were wrong. I just was really surprised that they are getting nothing on the defensive side, which is why I feel like this week the defense arrives against, you know, a Titans offense that's still a run-first unit that's struggling in the passing game. I just think that you got to get well if you're the Raiders this week.
I'm curious about the Raiders' defense and what you're seeing, Chris, because they've looked really bad, and I can't figure out if it's just an oversimplified game plan by Ken Norton Jr. But is there anything that you can tell us that will explain just why they are as bad as they've been the last 2 weeks?
Sure. Here's what's jumped out on tape. They're not covering well, and they're not getting pass rush, which is just the worst combination because obviously there are guys running free, but they're not getting enough pressure. If pressure, you know, creates coverage options, and good coverage allows pressure to get home, but they're not doing either. And so both I think can be better. There's no doubt that they're having to make some adjustments in coverage, and Sean Smith hasn't played very well early. That to me is concerning. But most of all, they got to get home with the pass rush. I mean, you've got to be able to pressure the quarterback. They could not get it done last week, and that just allows guys to run free. They've got some good receivers with all the that they've played against thus far. So those guys are going to get open if you can't get good pressure. So to me, it's pass rush one and lack of coverage ability, lack of staying on top of routes. That's been as simple as that. I don't think it's been too simplified. I don't think it's been too complicated. They've certainly got to challenge their guys, though, to make sure that they're comfortable and are able to get that improved upon.
Ken Norton Jr. doesn't have a ton of experience in terms of making the defensive play calls. We saw Jack Del Rio on Sunday take over in that final possession defensively in terms of making the play calls. Do you think we're going to see more of that from Jack Del Rio in terms of maybe taking a little bit of the reins away from Ken Norton Jr. this early in the season?
Well, you could. I think it really depends upon how their play progresses. I think that he has confidence in Ken, but obviously there's some things that he's noticed that he just hadn't been comfortable with. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, we've seen that with the Redskins, that they've kind of changed how their coverage philosophies a little bit. You do that. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. When you struggle, you have to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. And when you're a defensive coach, you make those type of adjustments, and you hear about it a little bit more. You know, it happens in New England with Bill Belichick, but you don't hear about it. I think we could. The answer to that is just really depend on how well this unit performs as to how much Jack feels he needs to get involved. And sometimes getting that head coach involved just kind of puts a light on with the players because, in essence, they know their coach, their defense coordinator is doing their job, and it's a way sometimes as a head coach to put even more pressure on the players and say, look, you know, I'm going to hold you accountable, Mr. Coordinator. I'm going to – And guys tend to realize, hey, you know, we've got to step up now. There are other cases where I've seen where players take the attitude, well, you know, it's not our fault. He thinks it's the coordinator's fault. But I think you have to know your team, and I believe Jack does.
Chris Landry joining us on KHTK. What is going on, and how do you interpret the Seattle Seahawks' first two games? Obviously, Russell Wilson's had injury issues. Thomas Rawls has had injury issues. We don't know if that offensive line's ever recovered since Max Unger left. Niners go in to Seattle this weekend. Seattle coming off that loss at L.A. What is this team, Chris?
This is a team that has gotten progressively worse on the offensive line. I think for all their success they've had in Seattle with personnel, they've been too cute with their offensive line. And what I mean by that is, you know, Tom Gable's going to fix it. Tom will find certain type of guys. He likes project guys. And you need good players. And I don't think they have enough good players on their offensive line. And the ones that they've drafted in the past, they've let go or not been really healthy. And they've got a problem. They just don't match up front. And I think Tom does a great job coaching and scheming, but you can't. You got to have some ingredients to make that meal taste good. And right now it tastes really bad. And that's affecting their ability to run. They are losing the line of scrimmage on that side of the ball. Certainly Russell Wilson's got a gimpy ankle. You know, you can talk about, hey, the passing game is going to be more of a factor all you want. If the protection's not there, well, forget that. And certainly they're trying to run by committee. But again, when you're losing the line of scrimmage, kind of difficult. They're leading. They're near the top of the league. At their backs getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. So That's a bad sign. And if that doesn't continue, then it's going to be about the defense trying to pull it out game in, game out. You know, that is certainly a formula to win, but you've got to augment that with better offensive production that they have right now.
Interesting Thursday night matchup last night, Chris, with Houston being shut out by New England, who is on their third string quarterback. I don't think anyone would have been able to foresee this coming, that not only with Tom Brady being out four games, then Jimmy Garoppolo coming out and playing as well as he did, then getting hurt. And then you put a rookie into this situation and they absolutely annihilate the Texans. How good is this team going to be once Tom Brady returns in week five?
Scary. Scary good. I think that, and you know Tom Brady's coming back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would expect that he might surpass his records minus the four games in just doing it in 12 games. I just think he's going to be on fire. Listen, they get Gronk healthy. I mean, remember that. You know, they're playing with backup linemen. You know, we'll talk about Seattle. But Dante Scarnecchia is one of the great offensive line coaches, and he's done a phenomenal job. That defense is better than it has been in the past. They're more athletic. They're really flow to the ball. And listen, I'm sitting there last night, and I'm watching it, and I realize, you know, I had the pleasure and just the great fortune to sit at a table on a staff where Bill Belichick was to my right and Nick Saban was right across from me. And I'm thinking, you know, in this modern day of football, there's and no doubt in my mind, and I know there's a little prejudice involved, but Bill Belichick's the greatest coach in NFL history in my mind, and Nick Saban's the best college football coach. And to be around those guys, I'm not going to tell you that when I was around them, I thought they would be the greatest ever, because no one thinks that, but I knew they were great. I knew they were special. Bill Belichick is special. How he teaches, how he demands certain things, attention to detail, and how he coaches the coaches. That's the most unique thing that people don't realize. Josh McDaniel is a great offensive coordinator. He was a young guy that was a young coach on the defensive side. He's developed him into a great offensive coordinator. And Matt Patricia, his defensive coordinator, was an assistant offensive line coach that he developed because he recognized their intelligence and he taught them. And if you can teach a player and a player or a coach and they work hard, they're going to be great. So you can change coaches, you can change players. Belichick picks the players, he trains the scouts, and you know you can have Tommy Dimitroff and Scott Pioli lead. They don't miss a beat with they don't. It's not about those guys. It's about Bill. And he's just the best I've ever seen at getting a team ready to play on a week-to-week basis. And I had a feeling when you count them out, and it absolutely had to be Houston's game last night, didn't it? That's mm-hmm. when they're the most dangerous. Now, I tell you when they'll lose a game this year, when no one's going to expect it. It's going to be against a team that hadn't won but a couple of games, and it's going to be a blowout, and they'll lose that. But they're not going to lose a game where people are counting them out. They just don't do it.
Well, you know, we got through the entire interview without you getting to the biggest breaking news of the whole deal, and that you got a new promo code going on right now, Chris.
Well, we do. Yeah. You know, of course, we still got 50% off if you want to try it for a year, $49.99 using the code seasonal. But if you just want to try it out, we think we got a great opportunity. We thought about it. How about 80% off for the first month? $2 for the first month. Jeez. You go on the website, you see the $2 bill, click on it, use the code 2, TWO. And you'll get all the access to all our information. We can't do any better than that than just give you $2 for the first month. Enjoy it. We're in the season. We think you'll love it. We've had great response, and obviously people want to stay involved with us, and we hope that they will. So LandryFootball.com, we appreciate you checking us out.
Yeah, hey, question your business practices. You got a phone bill to pay for. Right? You got to do that on $2.
I know.
Come on, man.
I think we're gonna get a lot of people interested.
And he's sending half of everything he gets to the relief in Baton Rouge.
True, doing good stuff
still
too.
Still doing that.
Hey, Chris, you hear Chris Landry all week long on this station spouting college football and NFL knowledge. Absolutely go visit his website. We appreciate your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks. And make sure my picks, you lose those so you don't have to keep track of them.
Not happening, Chris. Not happening.
Hey, Chris.
I figured I wouldn't get away with that. Hey, have a great weekend of football, guys.
Chris, my 9 and 8-year-old are visiting today. It's daddy daycare today. And coming up in half an hour, they're making the picks, too.
So. Awesome. Well, I guarantee you, I know who I got my money on. They're going to win it.
See you, buddy. Take care.
Hey, thanks. Take care.
All right. Bye. That's Chris Landry. Wheel of Kings is coming up in just minutes. We still have Wheel of Kings for you. We got our daily audio. We're hearing all kinds of we got Bill Belichick quotes, which are always fun. We'll hear a little bit from the Niners Raiders.
There's some word about a memo that went out from the NBA to players.
Oh,
about
is there?
Some social issues before the season starts. Maybe we can get into that a little bit.
We got time for that along with our pick four. We'll make our pick four at around 8:45. In the meantime, if you want to sneak in and be a couple of last people to make pick four picks,
yeah,
do it right now. We've only got a handful in on Monday. It's very simple. Just pick the team that's going to win. No lines, no nothing. You just got to do the tiebreaker score for the Raiders. Steelers, Eagles, Vikings, Panthers, Niners, Seattle, Raiders, Titans. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. If you want to be the last to get your pick four picks in Wheel of Kings next, get out your pen and paper, write it down. We're right back on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Oh!
Wheel of Kings coming up momentarily. Katie's favorite song playing. Before we get to the wheel, though, first a word from our sponsor.
Watch the Silver and Black with Sports 1140 this Sunday starting 10 a.m. at Buffalo's Wild Wings, 1168 Gallery Boulevard in Roseville. At halftime, the street team will be giving a KHTK prize pack. For more info, visit KHTK.com.
Did you hear how excited he got with the KHTK prize pack? Good job, buddy. Thank you very much.
You should be excited. But you know what's really exciting?
Just a second heads up because I already did it.
Oh, yeah. Just a second heads up because he did the read earlier. Yeah. My 8 and 7-year-old kids, my daughter Avery, my son Mason, are in studio today because they're off school and I'm making them work.
Yeah. And we were just in the ladies' room together.
Who? Let's clarify that.
Avery and I.
Okay.
And we were, it's a good point.
Yeah.
I asked her if she was having fun. She's like, it's really cool that I get to come to work with Dad.
Really? You like, hey, sweetheart, you really, you know, because that's important to me. I was worried you'd be bored. You like being in here?
Yeah, I'm not bored.
You're not, well, no, because you have your iPad. If you didn't have
No, not just because I have my iPad, because it's cool and this place looks cool and stuff.
Are you ready for King season?
Yeah, in the men's room looks good.
Wait, talking to the mic, buddy. What did you say?
In the men's room looks good.
Yeah, well, you know what happens?
Because it's only 8:30.
Hey, come back to the mic. Here's what happens is that all the people that work in the back of the office, they're salespeople, and they're going to show up in about a half an hour. And here's what happens. When they show up, they all go poop at the same time.
Oh, stop it,
they do.
It,
they
Dave.
All fill up the whole bathroom.
Dave.
You can't get in there.
That's
it's
gross.
That is gross.
Thank
your dad
you.
Is gross.
You guys ready to spin the Wheel of Kings?
Yes, I am ready.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you ready? All right, let's get to the Wheel of Kings here. All right, welcome in to the Wheel of Kings. I'm normally your host, Carmichael Dave, but today's special guest hosts are Avery and Mason and Katie Christensen. As always, looking lovely today, Katie, in your Sacramento Kings hoodie and your matching red yoga pants.
It's Friday, and I don't care.
Laundry day is Saturday. We're all
no,
there.
No, I have all my clothes are clean.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, could you?
It's just these were on top of the drawer.
Call my wife and talk to her.
No.
No? Okay.
Maybe it's not my job.
Maybe some pointers. Kids, you ready to spin the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're over at the wall right now. I'm going to let you guys spin it together. You got to pull really, really hard down on the wheel, okay?
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1, spin. Nice spin. Wow. Jeez. It's a little longer than I thought. I thought it'd be some weak kid spin. Oh, my gosh. Look at who it landed on. Ladies and gentlemen, today's king. Avery, Mason, Can you see that name? Don't say it yet. Can you see it?
Yep.
All right. Read this name in 3, 2, 1.
Mike Bibby.
That's right. Mike Bibby, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Mike. It's a huge, huge honor for him.
Yay for Mike Bibby.
Yes, make for the yay for Mike Bibby.
Yes.
He speaks just like his dad.
Yes, he
exactly.
does.
Hey, sorry.
You got it.
I thought it was perfect, buddy.
Yeah, it was.
It's good excitement. Don't forget to collect all 15 former Kings players. Bring the names to Malt and Mash, 715 K Street on Tuesday, October 18th from 5 to 7 in order to enter to win. So that's exciting. And we also gave away, we're very excited for this, we gave away the arena tour yesterday, and we have the
official
date and all that, so we'll make sure to have pictures and stuff like that. From the 510, hey, Dave, your kids are doing so great. Nate might be in trouble keeping his spot. Might be Dave, Katie, and the kids. Yeah, see, that's the thing. There's labor laws, and we kind of like Nate, and he got married, so, you know.
He really needs a job now, yeah.
So it's me who's on the outs, basically.
yes, I'm still trying to remember your name. So, I mean, Matt doesn't say anything.
Matt's like,
he just looks sad. From the 530, you guys know, everyone knows the wheel sound is from the soundboard. Why are you trying to pretend it's not? That's from the 530.
Thanks, 530.
Thanks, guy. Appreciate that. It's not. It's an actual freaking wheel. See, I just spun it, and then I stopped it. It's not hard.
We've got two kids in here that can confirm it because they just spun it.
They just spun it. Let's get some pick four.
All right, Chris,
you're on KHD. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
You ready to make a little pick four?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Let's start off with our very first game. That would be the Steelers and the Eagles.
Steelers.
Okay. Vikings at Panthers.
Let's go with Vikings.
Really? Oh, I'm a
Rams fan, so I'm still following Sam Bradford around a little bit, hoping he keeps up the good luck.
Niners visit Seattle.
Let's go with the Sea Chickens.
And Raiders at Titans.
It's going to be Raiders 30-17.
Okay, fantastic. Those picks are in. As we wait to get more picks, let me spotlight on the children. Avery.
Yeah?
Now, when you were a little girl, you are now 8. You will be, let's see, you will turn 9 years old on October 15th.
What? No.
she's listening. Yeah.
October 5th, you turn 9 years old. But back when you were 3, and I think 2.5 is when we started it, you used to call in. Mommy would call in, and she'd put you on the phone, and we had this segment called Beat the Baby, where you would make picks, and Mason, when he got older, did a couple, and then people would play against you. And you know what? You won more than you lost. Did you know that?
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to put that tablet, turn it over. Pay attention. We're doing a radio show. Can you talk into the microphone now? You can pause the game, dude. It's cool.
My gosh.
Seriously, they won't look.
It's crazy.
This is
you
why
too,
technology.
Mason.
Yeah, turn the thing over. Thank you very
much.
There
you go.
Doing a radio show.
I don't care
because Horton heard a who or something. Okay, kids, I want you to make your picks.
Okay.
I told you, if you're coming in this morning, you're working. We're at a real job
right now.
Okay.
I'm working, Dad.
All right, who's going to win? The Steelers? Or the Eagles?
The Steelers.
No, you wait your turn.
Oh.
I'm doing her first.
Steelers.
The Steelers. Okay.
They're really good.
Are they? You just like them?
No, they're really good.
They are really good. Do you like Ben Roethlisberger? You think he's a good quarterback?
I don't know.
You just know the Steelers are good? How about the Vikings and the Panthers?
Panthers?
Why?
Well, actually... I don't know.
Okay, so
the
Panthers.
That's all right. You don't have to. You just got to pick one.
Hey, guess what? Neither do I, and I do this for a living, so we're okay. Niners and Seattle.
Niners.
Very good.
That's your child.
Raiders and Titans.
Titans.
Wow.
Oh, Matt just fell off his chair.
You don't like the Raiders?
Mm-mm.
That's I had it.
All right.
You told me, I remember this when I was little. You
the
told
truth comes
me,
out.
You told me that I can't like the Raiders.
I don't remember that.
But they remember everything.
There's no conspiracy.
Uh-huh. It all comes out on your home of the Raiders.
Hey, man, listen, it is a time-honored tradition. You have to...
And he goes to Vegas all the time. Oh, my God.
You have to indoctrinate your children early. All right, Mason, are you ready to make your pick? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, sweetheart, you said the Titans will beat the Raiders. What will the score be in that game? Just take a guess.
A million.
No,
okay,
no,
that's,
no.
That's her,
that's,
yeah.
That's going to be a little, okay, little high scoring.
Okay.
Go ahead.
6-3
Okay. That's
a good Raiders defensive game.
Yeah. That's a great defense. Raiders pop, hold them to a field goal. That's
right.
Fantastic.
All right.
Mason, step up to the microphone. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, we'll start with the Steelers and the Eagles. Who's going to win?
Steelers.
How come? Just because they're good?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good.
Vikings and Panthers.
Panthers.
Niners and Seattle.
Niners.
That's right, buddy. And finally, the Raiders and the Titans.
The Titans.
You're not going to pick the Raiders?
No.
Why not?
Because he told me.
I have always said, you're free to pick whatever team you want. You can like whatever team you want. Isn't that right?
Wow, Dave.
No.
What do you mean
no?
Are you saying that I tell you what teams to root for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the final score of the Raiders and Titans game, buddy?
16-10
That is an excellent job.
All right.
Again, a nice defensive presence from the Oakland Raiders. Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Well, 16-10 The Titans.
Yeah. I got you. All right, we'll take a break.
Still a good defensive effort by the Raiders.
We'll come back and we'll do our picks. And I see Tim and a few guys on the line. Get in right now at 339-1140. Get in if you want to do your pick for it. We'll do that next on The Drive while I still have a job for another day. Sports 1140 KHTK. All right, let's finish out the show. Get into pick four. And real quick, we'll get to Tim. Tim, you ready to pick four?
Good morning. Yes, sir. Hello, Katie. Hello.
Hello.
Dave. Hello.
Hello, kids.
Say hi, kids.
Hey,
kids. Have your dad take you out to Dave Buster's or Donkey
Kong. Hey, Tim. Maybe relax.
Hey, Tim.
Maybe relax on spending Carmichael Dave's money, but I think they have earned a breakfast. So, kids, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Okay. Yeah, because Mason's been chowing down on donuts all morning. Trucker Tim, give me the winner of the Steelers and Eagles.
Steelers.
All right, give me Vikings and Panthers.
Panthers.
Niners and Seattle.
Oh, what the hey. Niners.
Wow, look at you. And then Raiders, Titans, winner and the score, please.
Raiders, 41.
And the Titans?
What's that?
What are the Titans going to score? 41 to what?
41. No, total score is 41.
Oh, total
score.
Oh, he's given the total score.
Well, that's fine.
You know what? I will accept that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, don't forget, NASCAR fans, New Hampshire, the Lobster, on Sunday. Remember, don't drink and drive.
Jeez, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Hey, kids, do we like NASCAR?
Yeah. I never watch it, but yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Indoctrinated. You ready to do our picks?
Yes,
now?
I'm ready. I've been going back and forth on one of them, too,
right,
but
dear.
I'm just going to stick with my original.
Should we do this one game each at a time? Go back and forth? All right. Where are you going with Steelers and Eagles?
I've got the Steelers. I had it during my Nostradamus, so I've got to stick with it for my pick four.
Yeah,
I could increase my odds and flip-flop, but I'm not going to.
I'm with you. I think the Steelers are one of the top three teams in the NFL. They go into Philadelphia.
Really?
It's a battle. The Steelers,
I don't think they are,
but
okay.
I think it's the Pats, the Steelers, and Broncos or Carolina right now.
Okay.
But either way, it's a battle of Pennsylvania. They're in Philadelphia, but I think this is where Carson Wentz gets into a little trouble. I'll take the Steelers. Vikings at Panthers.
I've got the Panthers.
Panthers, I agree with you. Sam Bradford crashes down to earth. Kelvin Benjamin, Florida State University.
All right.
Two more touchdowns.
What do you got on this one?
I'm going to go with, I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks in this one. I'd love to see the Niners win, of course. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Seattle wins by 10+.
See, I'm taking the Niners in this game. Yeah, I've this is the one that I've struggled with, and I've gone back and forth. But I just really think that Seattle right now is struggling offensively, and I think that the 49ers defense has the ability to put some serious pressure on Russell Wilson.
Not Westbrook.
Wilson.
Okay. Finally, Raiders at Titans.
I've got the Raiders in this one, and my tie-breaking score is 21-17. I don't think they're going to score over 30 like they've been doing. But I think they're going to get this 21-17.
I also have the Raiders. Hope I'm not jinxing them. I do, but I don't trust that defense, so I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to say 31-24, the Raiders win by a touchdown.
Yeah.
You have another I won't call this breaking news.
It is
actually
kind of
sad news coming out of the NBA right now.
It is kind of. According to a source, a complication has arisen in the medical test involving Miami Heat forward Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
We know that for the last two seasons, his seasons have been derailed by blood clotting. And he's done a whole documentary on his thing coming back. He so badly has wanted to play for the Heat. The Heat have been going back and forth a week ago, I believe, with the Heat owner and Chris Bosh. You know, Chris Bosh came out and said, hey, I'm excited because it looks like I will be going to training camp. And he's been working very hard to get back. But this is one of those things. It's not life-threatening. However, it is unrealistic to play with blood clots. When you've got blood clots, you're on the blood thinning medication. Any injury puts you in a serious amount of harm potentially. And Dwayne Wade, sources tweeting out his response to this. He said, look, I've talked to Chris and I told him you have 5 kids and a family that need to come first.
You know, I've long time been a proponent of never telling anybody when to retire. If you can still make a team and make money, it's up to you as to when to retire. But Chris Bosh has a family. He has kids, just like Dwayne Wade said. And I think he's an amazing personality. And I think this is a guy that I could absolutely see him sitting on that inside the NBA TNT booth with Kenny and Charles and Ernie. He's got a wonderful personality, but it's more important than basketball. It's bigger than basketball.
Yeah.
So, Avery, we have one more piece of work I need you to do. Could you read that in front of you, please?
Monster Energy's Aftershock Music Festival is next month, October 22nd and 23rd at Discovery Park, featuring Tool, Slayer, Avenged Sevenfold, Korn,
Primus,
Disturbed, and more. Tickets are on sale now. More information at aftershockconcert.com.
Hey, kids.
Well done today.
Great job today, you guys. You did a great job. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Mason, did you have fun?
Yep.
Would you come back again next year?
Yes.
Maybe next time you have a holiday?
No, not the next time.
Hey, you guys ready to go eat breakfast?
Yeah.
So am I.
Okay. Yeah. Katie's
breakfast on dad,
kind of like brunch.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, it's really breakfast, but it feels like brunch because you've been up since 4 o'clock.
Is it all right if Auntie Katie comes with us?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. I love
Thank
you.
You.
I love you.
Love you too, Daddy.
I love you, Mason.
Love you.
For Matt George, for my two children, Avery and Mason. Katie Christensen, I'm Carmichael Dave. Jim Rome is next. Stay tuned. The Lowdown and Grant Napier taking the baton all the way until 7 o'clock tonight. We have all your sports coverage. So enjoy that broadcast day right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Have a great weekend, everyone.
That is a long time, Grant Napier.
Thank you, Mason.